Can we pray 1 minute? Can we pray 1 minute to digest the reading of the word? It can be more intentional. Hezekiah said, we'll put our trust in God. When the days are dark, when it's confusing, I choose to put my trust in God. 30 more seconds. Help us, Jesus. In Jesus' name. To help me celebrate my daddy and my father. You cannot be sitting down celebrating. Most of us, he's looking as if we are becoming because we met a man. It's not something we always do. From your heart, let him feel the celebration. Jesus. Thank you, Dad. In Jesus' name. Very little time to spend here. Very little time. We have been looking at a very, very important topic. Jesus is actually scary. Like, if I look at the team, I used to be very scared. Like, there is actually an election. Like, I had to vote. Jesus is somehow. My heart used to skip. Do I have people that are favoring me? Do I have men that are speaking for me? But it's actually true. If you are going to win, if you are going to win anything, you must have people that will vote for you. It's campaign. Campaign is going on. Rally. Some of us, we don't understand. All these things that we do in the physical during election days, that's what is happening. You have to sometimes go to your local government, buy food for children, buy things for children, just to win them over. Yes. You must know the dynamics to do the same thing in the spirit. That's what most of us don't understand. So when we come, you just be casual. I think it's the normal thing that we are doing. After I just go, the day that we will call, you know, he's in rank. We say local government chairman, or you come out, you know they. President come out, you are not there. Governor come out, even House of Rep, you know they. See, let's be intentional this season. It's either you are there or you are there. That's my mindset. Call up and see. I don't even know how to explain this. But in this season, if you know how you will call up people to come and speak for you, cancels. There is cancels going on. Things are happening in this. Let's not be blind. And just think, oh yeah, let's just do this thing. Small time, it will pass. It's not going to pass. The reality will soon come out. It will show. How much you have been able to take advantage, shift people. God, I've known God to not be a sentimental person. He's not saying, he doesn't care. If you are not there, he'll find someone and he replaces you very fast so that the work will be going. There is councils, there is meetings, there is deliberations going on in the spirit. Who do you have? This is the kind of question I ask myself. What do I have? What can I present? So if there is a price, that means there is something, if I should put in quotes, there is something that we are buying. There is a position you are vying for. There is a place you want to be seen. Depending on what is in your heart, it's not the same thing. In fact, on the natural like this, even the form, governorship form that they sell is not the same amount that they sell it with presidential form. Am I correct? So what are you planning to do now? What are you vying for? It's intentional. It's something that you should have written down since. You say, as per my family, I'm going to stand out and pay the price that this will keep happening. I know when we are saying price. I don't know where our minds used to. Maybe something
It starts with your, in fact, it starts with your own life. Are you willing to pay the price for your destiny to come out? We are not even getting it. Some of us, we don't know what it takes for our destiny to come out. Real destiny to come out. If our daddy at this time is saying that he has not started. Some of us, we even scratched 1%. We have not scratched. We've not scratched. It's actually paining me. It's paining me. Because we will be moving around. It seems as if we have gotten anything. Nothing. I sometimes feel God is even disappointed at the way we are going. Compared to what he's investing. Check it. Compared to what he has invested in 3 years, 2 years of your working with him correctly, at least being in Revival Hub, can you bring, or you see what I've gotten? I leverage on this so that this will happen for me. It's not there. I don't lie to myself. If I'm not there, I'm not there. So that God will know how to help me early enough. Can't fake it. Oh dear, I'm not there. My destiny is so far. And I even asked myself, am I even willing? Is my heart strong enough to pay the price for what God has ordained in my life to come out? You have to ask that sincere question. If God demands 6 to 9 for one whole year, can you do it? That's the list of the price. You should note these things down. It's possible that the only thing we need in this season is somebody that have a voice in the place. There are places that our voice has never appeared. No matter how hard and how pressing that you have done in prayer, your voice, they don't know you. They don't know your voice. They don't have your record. It has happened to me. So when I speak, I know of what I'm saying. So you must know the... Should I call it? I don't want to use rigging. It's not rigging. That one is totally different. But you should know the dynamics of how to put your name there. Because we are going to look at something. This thing, I don't know how it is. Me, I saw this team as a very big mercy for me. Because most of us, we have lost it. If you are true to yourself, you know you missed something along the way. Something. There is a placement. There is a position. There is something. We should have entered in God, but somehow we couldn't pay the price then. It's something I've set my heart on. Believe me, it's not going to be easy. If it's a price for something, it will not be easy. Talk more of something in God. He will scrutinize. He checks a lot. God checks a lot. Even small, small things that you don't think he's checking it. Little, little things. As small as how you talk, he's checking it. Some of us, we used to hear my mother, she said she wants to spend. God is telling her not to spend. Most of us, it has happened to us plenty times. You did not even take record. But maybe on that day, that's what God is looking for. You failed it. This is the price. This season, you should be so careful. People are falling. People are rising. The list of the persons you expect that are coming up. It should put fear in our hearts. Put us on our toes. This is not the normal team that Papa used to bring. I just say it and I'm going. I'm not doing that with you this season. Me, I'm intentional. I want to increase in God. This baby thing, chikri thing, is sometimes it gets me angry. Most of us, we even know the price you are to pay. But we are not paying it. And then we want God to put his hands on us. Papa will say, even if it's God, Even if you are God, will you use yourself like this? I ask myself that question. What I'm looking for in God? If I'm God, will I use myself like this? No. Like I am now. What I want to be in God, I will not. If I'm God, I will not use myself. If you like, be hyping yourself. Let's come down. Let's come down and see God in this season. This is a strange alarm. Very strange. I've not seen such. How can we just finish P&P and this thing came up? Mastery, this one. Something is happening in the spirit that even as much as we have seen, we have not seen the real thing. Changes taking place. Soon enough, we will see it manifest in the physical. It's now. Most times, elections, it doesn't really take long. Most of all, we are waiting for it to now be 2 years, 3 years, like it was before, 1 year, like the first one. We don't have that time. That's what is happening. If you think you have time, we don't have it. Let's begin to pen down the distractions. Things that easily catch, it catches your focus and you just lose focus for a moment. Bam! That's just it. I know even as we are saying this thing, some of us, it has not entered inside. When I was thinking on this, I was asking God, why is it that I will keep hearing? I'm not exempting myself. Because even in hearing, there is depth and depth of hearing what God is saying. The more you go deeper in hearing Him, the more you understand Him. I was asking God, why is it that even Papa said it, that this thing he's saying is still not entering some of us? I said, why is it not? I know he entered, though, but there is a way I want it to sink deep. I asked God, why is it not entering inside very well as it ought to? Because one thing I've realized in Revival Hub is that after a team comes up, there will be, should I say, what is called shaking, so that we'll catch the real people. Meanwhile, you can still be here, but you are no longer here. That's the thing. That's the fearful thing about being in Revival Hub. That you can be here, but you are not here. You are not numbered. That's why this thing came up. So that you will insist that you are numbered by all means. See, when Pastor Pepe was talking on Tuesday, we didn't hear him. That's the express thing everybody needs to hear. Fundamentally, everybody must give himself, herself to prayers. If it's this kind of prayer in Revival Hub, it's painful. I tell you, it's painful. But the result is much. Why is this thing not entering very well? I'm bothered. Has it entered well? We need to seriously sit down and ask, can I pay the price? I know what I'm saying. Can I pay the price? Sometimes we don't even know the demands of God. God is someone else. He's a total being altogether. Sometimes you will think you are deceiving Him. Somehow you want to manipulate your way out. He will catch you. When the light beams, nothing, you'll not be there. Meanwhile, in the physical, it will look. That is my heart cry every day. Let it not be that I'm looking as if I'm there, but I'm not there. Looking as if I've touched something, but I've not touched it. No. It's a price. Everybody must decide in his heart. If it's as per my destiny, your family, terrible things are still there. It's still there. We can't lie about it. Abi, is it not there? You are not with me. Is it not there? Is there in my own? Is there? So what will it take God to change these things? It's a price. It's after you pay price, pay price, pay price, pay price. And I'll call you a prevailing prince. You've not paid anything, you want to be a prevailing prince. God will have to show us mercy this season, so we'll not trivialize this topic. I want us to read somewhere something that God seriously put in my heart. I think it's Mama Dima that was talking last week, and she just pointed it. Mommy, I had to go and check myself. She said that when this topic, when it started, that she has gotten 4 instructions already. 4. I don't want to lie. Please, as I said that last week, if you have gotten 4 good instructions that is really directional and you know that God is going to use it to change things, raise your hand. Because when she said it, some of we just laughed. I don't laugh with you because I went back, I checked my jotter. I checked and checked again. Check the one I'm using to come for bed, but it's not there. I checked the one at home, it's not there. Can't lie to myself. I never get them. That's why what we are teaching is not entering, because if it's going to enter where you must receive instruction, that instruction, that's what you will be. You must be in the path of obedience for you to be elected. Forget it. If you are not there, if you are not ready to obey, no matter how big, no matter how little, move your eyes from being elected. So that's what God began to teach me. He said, my instructions, we need to start taking it serious. Because in a few minutes, we are going to pray. All of us, we must download instructions for our lives. Let this teaching not come. You will download what it will take for God to elect you. As that prince in your family, you will download it. And you will cry for the grace to pay the price. It's not just that. I know when we say we'll pay, we'll obey, we'll do this, you will feel and feel again if God has not poured the grace. Show me Jonah. We are just going to look at 2 persons in the scriptures and we are going to pray. Jonah 1. See, let's pay attention. Even when we are praying, instructions are dropping. Big, small, is dropping. For it's because you have not, there is a way you will channel your heart into it. You will get it. Seriously, I was shocked. I didn't get a tangible instruction throughout that last week. I was shocked. I mean, I was writing things, but I know when the instructions of God comes directly to me. I'm not talking about, there is general ones. I know I wrote it down. The one that I know that God is talking is saying to the whole body. But there is one that is specific to your destiny. We've not gotten it. Some of us, even up till now, you've not gotten it. So how do you plan to enter when there is nothing that you are holding on? See how this thing goes. When you obey, at a point you tell God, is it not me that have obeyed you in this thing? This is 3 years now. Will you not look upon me? There is no substance that we are using to ask God for this election. I mean, track record. Seriously, I have to go and check my jotter very well from 2018. Say, God, what is it? What's this instruction? I need to know, because I've realized that even the instructions of God is not scattered. It's not scattered. Somehow is interwoven. You must find one. That's why the scripture said precepts upon precept, then line upon what? Line. A little here, a little there. So if we have not obeyed the little ones, the big ones, you can't still obey it. So I believe that the, one of the demands that we have to labor to pay the price for is the demand for obedience. Listen. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, see the instruction that was given to this man. Are we together? You are not reading with me. Look at the instruction. Just as it has been coming to most of us. He said, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and do what? For their wickedness is come up before me. The next verse. What did Jonah do? Jonah rose up and did what? To flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. I know as you are reading it, you say, it's Jonah, it's them. I have not done it. No. There was a time God actually instructed you. I don't know you, but you. To be doing 1 hour every night. Is if you have not failed in the instructions of God, you don't understand this thing. Me, I'm not I don't like it. I know I've failed in some of the instructions of God. He will tell me, just do it for 21 days. 2 days, I will fail it. Do you know what will happen? It might mean you will lose even those, the 19 days that is remaining, that you did well. That's the pain. Even one night that you missed it is enough. Me, it has happened to me severally. In fact, to the point that God had to tap me like this. Odinaka, wake up. 1 a.m. Sincerely, I woke up, I slept. But I knew that night I should have. I know I let them woke up around 1:45. But that 1 o'clock, I knew something in that second, that 45 minutes, I knew I missed something. Even though I prayed. God does not take that. It's a waste. See, we will be careful this season. The little instruction, he said, don't talk. Don't come online. Oh, nah, doggy. Just leave it for 10 hours. Don't come. He did not say, go and read your Bible. God did not say, go and pray. He said, shut, don't on data. Just 10 hours in a day. I will tell you the truth. Some of us here can't do it. Talking of little things, meanwhile, is in that 10 hours that God wants to speak to you. There is a way you will just sit down and be made. You will just say, how come I've not written something like this before? Because he was able to calm your soul. Just little things like this. We tell you, once it's 10 o'clock, don't eat anything again. He said, Mama, it's body life. I must eat. I will send it to Papa. I said, Papa, I got this instruction. Submit it to authorities. Don't stop using body life as excuse. That's why we have authority. Submit it there. Me, if I know my daddy very well, he's a very spiritual man. If he looks at that thing you sent, he will approve it. Say his body life. I must test this time. You are a liar. That's why God cannot trust. It's paining me. You have not failed. I know you have not failed enough. If God have disgraced you, you will be so intentional about your life. That's why I don't like looking at people. Because I know I've been disgraced. In this my life, fake. Keep faking it. One day God will disgrace you. That day, you will become real. Me like this, I've been disgraced. But it helped my life. I told myself the truth that day. This one, I never touched him. It's a lie. I've not touched it. So I can labor. I will know how to pay my price. I will know how to cry to God. If you are not doing it, you will not even know how to cry to God for help. Me like this. when things are faking and pretending, it used to vex, it used to make me very angry. Why can't we be sincere with God in this day? It's critical. Look at the assignment that is given to this man. Just like most of us, pray for your family member every night. Pick one person, 1 hour. Every night, don't miss it. Say, my brother don't want to come. My sister is not changing. Nonsense. You have not prayed. You have not prayed. We are lying. When I see something not working in my life, I know I lied to myself. Somewhere along the line, I lied to myself. In fact, all of us here, we have gotten instructions. It's a lie. I don't believe it. Either you are careless not to pen it down, or you are stubborn not to obey it. One of these things is happening. This is what is happening today. See, I was thinking, God was just teaching me. He said, do you know that this thing, inasmuch as it later had implication during the time of Jesus, do you know that it caused these people much? That your small disobedience, you will think it's very little. It has eternal earthly implications. At least here, yeah, when we read down, you see that these people, they had to start throwing down their properties. That's terrible. You think it's normal? People are losing the graces that God gave them because you are not praying. Losing things because we are not praying. Meanwhile, they will tell us we are a revival hub. Miracle. God gave this man assignment as he is giving all of us. In this team that came out, God is giving all of us assignments. If you say you've not received, you heard it on Tuesday, go and pray. Fundamentally, the assignment is for every man to go and pray. Don't say I cannot pray. Don't say I don't have the strength to pray. Stay there, be crying. Cry and sleep, wake up, keep crying and be praying it. Don't say, ah, I'm so tired. God, I slept off. I'll wake up and I'll keep praying. It's not me. I'll sleep again, I'll wake up and I'll keep praying. I will sleep again, I'll wake up by 4 and I'll keep praying. There is a way we catch God. You must be intentional that you will catch God. He will elect you. I don't want to say you can catch God, but you can corner him in your own sight. He will speak for you. Me, I could remember. I think it's 2021. I knew January 2021. I can't forget it. I was praying. It's still the first week. All these New Year prayers and all these things. I was praying. Along the line, I slept off. What I noticed is that there was a cancer going on my head. There is something that heaven wanted to release. Sincerely, I was not qualified. But the thing is that at least I appeared. They told me, bring your evidence. Bring witnesses. Do you know that I didn't know who to bring. I didn't know what to do. Be intentional this season. Shook your head. Shook your head. The seasons you review things. I know this thing is sounding. Do you know that? I'm not sure Budoza listened to our message on Tuesday. But yesterday morning, he sent me a message exactly the same thing that Pastor Perfect said. I knew something is up. Stop hanging around. Go to, I know, he's going to elect people. Assign things to them. The resources is here now. Is here. Me, I refuse to give myself excuses again. Funny enough, I think this is the highest time you have for space and to do things. When things shift like this, you will find out you'll be totally busy. They asked me, bring evidence. The only thing I could remember, I just told them, Apostle Edu is my father. That was my savior. So when you look at people, know that something is going on. Something that you are not aware of is going on. And all of us, we are there. That's why God said, oh man, we are inexcusable. Anybody that is there, you listen to it on tape, you are inexcusable not to put your head in this election. Let the chains of laziness, let it break from my body. Why can't I become useful for God all the time? Only 3 hours. Once I pray 3 hours, it's okay. I'm tired of 3 hours. Meanwhile, we hear Papa say that throughout his stay on flight, 19 hours, he's praying. After you want magic to happen to your own. Na lie. It's a call. Let's stop doing our face as if there is... Anyway, I think everybody has the places that they want to attend to, what they want to get in God, how they want things to... You can't do beyond that. The price that you are willing to pay is as much as you want to enter in God. For any new level you want to enter in God, there is a higher price. Higher and consistent price. The price is, it will be consistent. This man rose and flee. Some of us, we have been running from what God told us to do. You will be delaying it, giving an excuse, delaying it, procrastinating. And God will not wait for us again. Jesus told Judas, what you want to do, do it fast. If you want to pray, if you want to be a partaker of this move, do it fast. It will shock us. Seasons will... I just pray that God will open our eyes to see this thing. Not just hear it, see it. Seasons will reveal. It will reveal. I trust seasons to be an unveiling. It has capacity to unveil things. Even the people that you don't know of, it will unveil it. I don't know what you have written down. Either you have or you have not. We are going to download something today, and we are going to press into it, and we'll keep to it. God did not gather us here just to be joking around, though. Pastor Lawa, it's only you that think, it's just me, nothing. Let me just be. I'm still young. Let me just stay there now. No, say you don't add 1 year. That your age increase doesn't mean that what you are, what God has been doing has increased, though. You are still there. Nothing, no show. Nothing, no. Better go. It's painful. Better go. At least you will rest your life. Enjoy food at home. What again? Sleep well. On a good bed. Eat your noodles. Yes. You not come there, don't want there. You go and tell God, I've been telling you better. I've been telling you. See that it did not count. Because every obedience, anything you obeyed in God, God must fund that. He must see it as a sacrifice. When I'm obeying God, I'll tell him, God, this is a sacrifice. Shebi, you know, this is paining me. It's a sacrifice. My obedience is a sacrifice. Count it. Don't obey what will not be counted for you. Use it for your advantage. That your obedience. Manipulate it. Use it and enter. Use it and enter. Can we go down a bit? Verse 4, please. Watch this. But the Lord sends out a great wind. A great wind into the sea. And there all these things, if you ask me, is in a bid to get Jonah's attention. God didn't intentionally want to do this. He just wanted to get our attention. So he sounded an alarm just to tell us what's happening. God could have just carried Jonah to Nineveh without stressing anybody. But God cannot bypass our will. We must willingly obey and sacrifice. It's a choice. It's a thing of the will. We'll be making decisions on how far we want to go with God. How ready we are actually to go with God. All of us here, we are not ready to go with God as far as is showing on our face. I know what I'm saying. May our face not deceive us. So they will think, "Hey, what is her name, sir? Erica, Bibaka, Bibaka." Okay, they will say, "Ah, okay, the way your face is looking, the way you used to jingle in tent." After 3 years, okay, we can send this one forth. After 3 years, kum chan cham nothing. Baptized people in the Holy Ghost, no show. Heal the sick, no show. 3 years. I used to calculate my own self. Oh. I would tell God, the last time you invested, I never bring return. And I know I have not brought return as much as God has invested in my life. I have not. Let's tell ourselves the truth. Some of us, even our families, they don't even know what you are doing yourself. Let it be that they now know and they are fighting you. That's a total different case. That's a joy itself. They don't know. Once you go home, they will not know. You just be moving like normal sister. Hey. God is shaking us. That thing that is happening to you is God trying to bring your attention to the main thing you are missing. Stop thinking something is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong. God is seeking your attention. Come and find him. Shake, shake, shake. Go back to your jota. Go and shake it. There is something you have not obeyed. Because me, I realized that after PMP, I noticed that there was a disconnection in my spirit. I just knew. I told Buddha something is wrong. I know I'm missing. Seem as if I have not met up with something. So there is something calling me inside. Buddha, I don't understand. Help your sister. Have good brethren. Have people that you can talk to. What's bothering you? I say, Buddha, help me. Let's pray. Help me. What God was doing, he's just trying to catch my attention to tell me that I've moved. He has moved. Meanwhile, you are still sitting there crying, "God, help me." God has moved. He doesn't have that time again. As you are crying the cry, be following him. Carry your tears and be going with him. You are crying and you are sitting in one place. Nobody is looking at your face. Even God is not seeing you. I will carry down my tears and I will be following God. Look at my tears, oh God, but I will keep following you. I will be there. He will be seeing my tears. If he moves, I will be moving with him. I will carry my tears. I will carry the pain. But I will still be there. It is a choice of the heart. As I'm saying, you can just say, "Oh, now you sabi." God will quickly, very fast, find somebody in your family. Go and start putting his hands on the person. Say, "This one, we don't lose and we have lost this one. Let's make plans very fast." I'm going to show us another person. Because finally, this man obeyed. But it's half, if you ask me, it's half obedience. That he told us that when you do not obey promptly, is as equal as disobedience. Things have scattered. These people that have lost their goods, they have nearly lost life before somebody responded to the instruction of God. He did not even respond. He said, we are stubborn. I'm stubborn to the things that God is telling you. You are very stubborn. You are very stubborn. Ogbagi, jump water. You give excuse. Say, it will pay me. Tell you another one. You jump and give excuse. We are not ready to pay the price. It's sifting. It's sifting. The way they do cassava, they will sift. Apacha, bring out, remove the chaff. It's not going to be sweet. No, it's not. So when are we going to obey actually? When do you plan? Like when are you intending to start obeying? To start heeding the instructions of God? When? I'll be doing it small. So I'm doing it small. Somebody is actually hitting it hard. Say, I don't really have the time. As good as it sounds, God will not hear that. That's how me I check things. I will sit down and say, if actually I sit down before God, can I boldly tell him this is my excuse for not paying this price? I don't think I can do that. If you check where, you can't tell God that. But you can actually come and tell you to Baba. And he might tell you, okay, no problem. Say, my family issues. They say, okay, don't worry. I'm sick. He say, okay, don't worry. Things are not. As I'm saying this, let's be making up our mind. Make up your mind that it's not going to be easy. Cancel it out from your mind that this thing will be easy. It's not. I have known small that it's not going to be easy. Never. But people want to, they like the glamour. The pain inside is much. If you are not ready to take pain, don't even try vying for any office. Remove your eye, remove your head, remove everything. Just be going normal. Just one more verse, please. Go down. Go to 8, let me see. Alright, say, then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. This is the implication of being disobedient. You will think it's only you. That small thing that God told you to do, you will think is okay, it's just me. But in the spirit is alarming. The people that is captured in that instruction is much. Because as God is telling you, pray for this guy. Yeah? He's telling this guy, pray for him. So when you stop praying, there will be a breakage. The thing God wants to achieve at a spot in a minute, he can't get it because you've not done your own to him. But somebody is doing it for you. Something is wrong. So you think, okay, I'm tired. I can't do this today, Lord. Lord, I can't do it. He will say, okay, don't do it. He will go and wake another person. As he's waking another person, he's transferring the grace to that person. Because if there is going to be obedience to instruction, we need grace to obey that instruction. If not, we'll stop on the way. It's grace that powers men till the end. To the end of the obedience. That small thing God told you to do, you will think it's just more. But once you put your leg into it, say, God, okay, I'll be 3 hours. 4 hours, twice in a week. As you do it, one day, two, 3 weeks, 1 month, you just realize that a lot of people are already getting implicated by that little obedience that you did. The same way they will be implicated positively, that's the same way people will be implicated negatively for our disobedience. Let's start blaming ourselves. Me, I know that most things is actually my fault because God will show me mercy. I don't know about you. God will show great mercy. That's my cry. Great mercy. Because how much we have missed it. You can't even, you don't understand it. You don't know how much you have missed it. Forget we are in revival hope. Forget we are here. Jesus, help us. Help us that our disobedience will not bring eternal repercussion. This assignment that was given, this is something he could have just done in one day. And the whole city would have just changed, repented on this spot. Why did he wait so much time? Why are we wasting time? God will help us. God will help us. If you like, don't cry it. Show me Genesis as I round up. As this man's disobedience had implication, Genesis 22, verse 22, 22, 22. And it came to pass after these things. If you look at this thing, almost the same thing is happening. In fact, almost the same words that God used for this person that he's using for this person. And said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. Two fast. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only. This, I read this and I said, Jesus. Read it. Take now thy son, thy what? Only son. Whom what? In fact, most of the instructions of God is coming to that thing you love. I've seen it over and over again. God will go to that thing you love. Put his hands on you and say, give it to me. Because if it did not cost you anything, you will not value it much. You will not. It's like God coming now and telling me, throughout this year, don't eat beans. Ha. I will be so happy. Oh God. I will even add Jara for God. I know what I'm saying. Because he's not going to pay me. Naturally, I don't like it. I'm just eating it because God said, eat with thanksgiving. And it's not going to cost me anything. If he said, drop beans. Hey, Jesus, I'll be so happy. I will drop it. I will drop everything that looks like beans. Not somebody like my sister, Ijoma. I will drop it. I will run away. But if he tells me, drop rice and pepper stew, Holy Ghost, sincerely, I now will cry. I now will cry because that one is something that is dead to me, that I love. That's what is happening to this man. You are thinking that when God wants to give you, he gives you the one that will be palatable, that is sweet, that you can be doing in your comfort. It's a lie. It will shift you, shake your body, shake your balance. Say, the one that thou lovest. This is the only son of a man. That single, you love it so much. Say, give it, give me. It will pain you 3 months. You are dying to eat. Things have not happened to us. So I think it needs to happen to us. 6 months, you are dying to eat. One son that thou lovest. God will tell you, no, this one, I've seen it in 5 years. This son that you love, this one will actually destroy you. You will look and say, give me. But funny enough, we know what happened. We know what this man did. He ended up in as much as it's paining him. It was paining him, but he said one thing. He said, because I fear the Lord. We obey God because there is the fear. There is this reverence compelling us. A compelling fear. It's not because I want to do it, but I know that I know that God will not, he will not be happy with me. So I'm compared with that fear of what he's capable of. We need to sit down and think who is God again, no? Because sometimes our little mind, you can just think he's somebody that you can just. But this man is too great, he's too wise, he's flourishing. So when he tells us, give me this only son, give it. Be crying and give it. Be weeping and give it. Stay there. Simeon, I will be telling God, God, you know, this thing is paining my heart, but I'm giving you. I will be telling him, it's paining my heart. So if you know how you will help me, start helping me early. It's paining me. This is what this man did, but he gave it. And eternally, this obedience had implication. Show me 18. We are going to pray. We are asking God for mercy, and we are going to download fresh template, fresh instructions. Forgive me for the days I've disobeyed you. Now I want to be serious with God. This season will not pass me by. Show me 17. Before here. 16. See this. Just a singular obedience. One single obedience from a man was able to draw this kind of thing from God. We don't know how much our obedience to the instructions of God, how it can fast track our journey. They will say, this one, he's always consistent in obedience. Give it to him. Give him that position. He will obey. We know he will obey. No matter how painful, this one will obey. That's track record. That's what this man did. Did Abraham say this thing did not pain him? Do you know it was so painful that he could not tell his wife? He knew what would happen to his wife. That kind of instruction, you can't tell it to anybody. You can't tell anybody because you know they will not understand how you are living your life. They can't just understand it. They'll come and tell you too, they do. Church care. Go open the name, Iwoka. Did he used to sweet me self? If I have not received it in a long time, it used to bother me. It seems as if my own Christianity is fading away. I need to be going to church here. You, this is your fire. You in here over too, okay? Yes. That's what the price is. That's how people are getting where they're getting to. They're doing the things you are not doing. They're weeping the way you are not weeping. And said, by myself have I sworn. This is God speaking out of one man's obedience. You don't know what that singular instruction you receive from God, obeying it for complete 6 months that he gave you, what he can. He will order a new chapter in your family. Pray for your family 1 year, 1 hour every day. That's enough to change the order of things. Give me 21 days every month. That's what it will take to break forth your destiny. You had it, you did 10 days, you ate the next day. One man disobedient caused God to swear. God doesn't swear easily, but he swore today. A new order opened. And by myself have I sworn. Say the Lord, for because thou hast done this, because we have obeyed. Senior, you are not ready to obey. Keep hanging around. You can be in Bethlehem and you will create a new order in your family. You will stay there. You take God consistently. I will give myself 21 days every day for the whole of 1 year. I will be praying 3 hours for 21, as every month enters 3 hours. 21 days, I will not stop it. Can you change my family? These are men, they enter into shatter with God. Elections by shatter. Things that you have labored into in God by the proof of obedience. We are going to ask God in the next 10 minutes. Please pardon my days of insincerity. Pardon my days of weakness, of excuses. Show me mercy, but now, today, look upon me. Number me among them that will be elected. Give me fresh instructions. If you give here, he will give you. If you give here, he will speak to you what it takes to change the course of things. If there is more, say, Jesus, I come. Somebody insists, I don't want to miss out this period. I know I'm weak, but help me. I know I'm feeble, but help me. There is more. Jesus, I know I'm weak, but help me. Papia, 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 I know the others I disobeyed. Show me mercy.
the strength. I lay hold on the heart it takes. I will not be feeble again.
God came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Dechukwu, with unlimited access to life-transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.